The mission of Hope Springs Equestrian Therapy in Chester Springs, PA, is to enhance the quality of life of individuals with cognitive, physical, emotional, or behavioral challenges. They do this by providing affordable, therapeutic horseback riding of the highest possible quality in a warm, safe, and familiar environment. Joining us is the program director, Jeannie Knowlton. Welcome to Passionate About Pets, Jeannie.
Thank you, Rich. Thank you for having us on.
My pleasure. You also specialize in young people. And what is it that you found that makes the person-horse connection so therapeutic, especially with young people?
I think one of the main things that really comes across is that even though this animal is very large and any person walking into a barn will look and just go, oh, my goodness, this is a large animal. And then they get the innate kindness of a horse.
Mm-hmm.
And horses accept us for what we are. It doesn't matter whether we use crutches or we're in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter to them because they find that if they're kind to us, we are more than kind to them.
Just unconditional positive regard if a horse can have it. Plus, what you're saying is they're a kind of an imposing creature, and if they've had any kind of past with violence, let's say, in it, or past that is for something in life that has been scary for them, they see this big, beautiful, strong creature who's kind.
Yes. And when you walk up to a horse, and especially these therapy horses, these animals will bring their head down to your level. And it's incredible to watch if someone is in a wheelchair. They will bring their nose all the way down to that person's lap. And the look on that person's face is absolutely heartwarming. It's thrilling. It really is. And it happens every single time these horses deal with someone with any type of disability.
Tell us how Hope Springs got started.
We were started by our founder, Elena Gonzalez Schaefer, in 1997, and she had one student and one pony, and she felt the need to start a program that was a little bit different than the other therapy riding programs. And we have kept that passion going for all these years, and we make it so that we are not just riding teachers, we actually become friends. And with the horses as our partners in our therapy, we have wonderful successes.
Now, you have kind of a unique approach that places special emphasis on a family involvement. How does that work?
Yes, we do. What we have done is the first time someone calls, we set up what we call a meet and greet so that someone can come when the barn is quiet and no lessons are going on, and they see the facilities, and then they get to meet each of the horses. And suddenly we start bringing in the family. We ask the mother what she thinks, and if it's a child that we're working with at that point, they start watching mom start to touch the horse. And then all of a sudden, it's not so scary. Maybe this is something that might be fun. And what we have also done, which is a new program to us, we do a sibling ride, which we have just started one student whose little brother had always wanted to ride. So now they're both riding.
Hmm.
We have 7 instructors, and we have 8 horses on the property. And if I have an instructor that has a free hour, actually 2 instructors that have free hours, then each student would have an instructor to themselves, along with whatever volunteers are needed to keep everyone safe.
That's fantastic.
All of our lessons
focused. Are
one-on-one. It's one instructor, one student, and however many volunteers are needed.
Oh, that's fantastic. What does it take to get a horse to be really a therapy horse?
Patience.
Mm-hmm.
And kindness. When they realize that this is their job, and most horses will relax into a job like this, and it's a very hard job. Most horses will relax into this within several months because it's very repetitious.
Right.
And they realize that they come out, and our lessons are 1 hour long. In the first 15 minutes, the student helps clean the horse, and put the tack on the horse, and the next half hour they ride, and then the last 15 minutes they untack the horse and clean him, and as I call it, they put him to bed. And that gets the little kids giggling, and they go, well, where's his bed? And they just, you know, after what, we become family.
Right.
So that they come in, and they come in with a huge smile on their face because they're coming to see their friends.
Yeah, that's great. It must be something to see. Let's talk about some of the success stories that you've seen, how these young people come in one state and they become out of there so much more enriched.
It's heartwarming, Rich. It really is. We have, we deal with all types of disabilities. And one of the new programs that we started several years ago was Youth at Risk. And one story that truly comes to mind was a young woman that was having a very young girl. She was in her middle teens and was having a very hard time. And she would come sometimes with a bit of an attitude, you know, I don't want to be here, but she really did. So one time she was up in the ring and we weren't communicating. It just wasn't working. And I finally said, why don't you go to the other end of the ring and just talk to your horse? And she was on our horse called Tempest. And she went up to the other end of the ring away from me, and she walked. And she walked for about 15 minutes. And she came back, and she was crying.
Hmm.
And I looked at her, and I said, What? What's the matter? And she said, I feel great. I feel great. He knows my secrets. Did you hear me? And I said, no. I said, he knows your secrets. No one else does.
Wow.
And she literally turned her life around. And it was amazing to see. She became one of our volunteers. She still rode with us, but she also became one of our volunteers. And her whole existence was, for a long time, was with us. And it really was amazing to watch what we accomplished with that young girl.
That's a great story. Talking with Jeannie Knowlton of Hope Springs Equestrian Therapy. It's in Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. The website is hope-springs.org. That's hope-springs.org. How can people help support your work? I know it must be expensive, and I know that you're trying to get this to as many young people as you can.
We, on our website, we also have a spot for Adopt a Horse. You can adopt a horse for as much time as you want, and that would help pay for that horse's feed and his shoes, and if he needs medical care. We also have, you can make donations to us, and you can put it towards our scholarship fund. Because if a family is struggling a bit but still wants the use of the therapy, we can use some of our scholarship money to help these families stay with us, which is, that's a wonderful need. We have 4 weeks of camp every summer, and we are just starting a new program where we will have Saturday camps where even more students can come and just be outside with us. We can say we're therapy, but we're outside. We're not in a classroom, or we're not in a building. We enjoy the outdoors, and the horses are our best ambassadors. They truly are.
I bet. Well, let's talk about a couple of things involved with some of the kids that are coming there. I guess some of them have physical challenges that are probably pretty dramatic. And let's talk about them, and let's also talk about kids that might have behavioral difficulties. Do they ever come to you through the court system, for example?
We have had several come through the court system with us. And for the most part, they do see the value in what we do, the students themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The system does know what we can accomplish. And the student does come and with a bit of a chip on the shoulder, and then realizes that every horse needs a human. Because they can't do it themselves. They cannot feed themselves, so we have to feed them. They can't brush themselves. We take care of that. And suddenly you realize that your abilities as a person can make you bond with one of these horses. And it's interesting to watch how the bonding takes place. Some of our students with more physical challenges, again, it's one of those beautiful things to see, because we have one young woman, a teenager, who was in a wheelchair and didn't know that she could actually sit up straight and move with the horse's motion. And we have her sitting on the horse on a bareback pad, so the warmth of the animal comes through the pad, which warms our muscles. And we know that our muscles have memory. So the first few times that this girl rode, she was very, very stiff, waiting. You know, she didn't know how to move. And now to watch her ride is incredible, because she moves with the animal's motion. And she's not consciously doing it. Her muscles are doing it. Her muscles have relaxed around the horse's body.
And truly therapeutic. I mean, it's totally therapeutic. I mean, from a physical sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for the mental sense and the physical sense, it's a combination.
What about autism?
You come out whole.
What about autistic kids? What is your experience with them?
Very good. We do have a huge success with our autistic students. One of the things that we do stress is safety.
Mm-hmm.
Another is that we have rules. And one rule is no running in the barn, and another rule is inside voice. And after a very, very short time, autistic children that are very hyper calm down, and you see it happen. They can be dancing all the way up to the barn, and then they walk. Because they know in Miss Jeannie's barn, we walk. And it's wonderful to see. And with these students, they really understand why we have the rules, and they follow them.
Yeah, and I think that third-party horse makes a big difference, doesn't it?
It makes a tremendous difference.
Unusual environment, and they're really the ombudsman and a real conduit of compassion, I guess, there. Talking with Jeannie Knowlton, Hope Springs Equestrian Therapy in Chester Springs, PA, hope-springs.org. Do you have any fundraisers coming up, anything going on that we could let the people know about?
We would love to have people come and watch our horse shows.
Okay,
we
great.
Have a horse show on the 21st of April. And we always have two spring shows, and then the 5th of May, that people can come and really watch the culmination of all of our efforts put together in one short day. We have a major fundraiser in, I think it's October this year, and that's a dinner dance that we always have. And those are our two main things that we do for fundraising, other than what is on the website.
Right, and go online and give as well. Thank you so much, Jeannie Knowlton. Hope-springs.org. Keep up the great work that you're doing with the animals and the kids, and I think you're really making a difference in people's lives. Thanks so much for joining us on Passionate About Pets.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.
Hey, my pleasure.